Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Miracle Man Show, the final episode of 2020. And we talked last night about closing out the old year. Tonight I'm going to talk about opening up the new one. Okay? But I'm so glad you've tuned into the program tonight. I want to say a happy birthday to my Aunt Marilyn Freed, if you're listening. Or Grandpa, if you're listening, you can tell Marilyn I said happy birthday. And Marilyn, if you're listening, I call you blessed. I pray that you have the best birthday you could want. It's always a good accomplishment when you've lived another year, regardless of how old you are. Whether you're a year old, whether you're 70, whether you're 105. But of course, God has limited our days to 120 years. And now just think about that. Imagine if we were still like Jared in the Bible, where they lived to be over 900 years old. Obviously, there's a reason God shortened it. Because what if he didn't? I'm going to say here, I am the Miracle Man here from Midland, Michigan. And like I said, I'm so glad to have you tuned in tonight. Have a weather bulletin. Winter weather advisories are up for most of Michigan between tonight and tomorrow morning for snow totals of 3 to 4 inches in points north, as much as 5 to 7, 5 to 8. To the south, it's less in terms of snow, but possibly more freezing rain and sleet. So you'll want to be on the lookout for that. Even down there to Toledo, Ohio, has a winter weather advisory to 9 a.m. because of a chance of a trace of ice accumulation. Well, but it's winter. We know what to do. You know, slow down, watch for those in front of you. You know all that good stuff. I just wish there was a machine to keep that snow, the dreadful snow from invading our roads. Oh, Miracle Man, really? You just called snow dreadful? On the roads, sure. On the ground, no. Nice. On the ground, it looks nice, but not as much on the roads. And so, obviously, those of us who live up here in the north, we know what we got to do. down in the South, they will go to the store and they will buy up all of the bread, all of the milk, when they hear that there could be 3 to 4 inches of snow. Have you heard about this? They will go to the store and buy up the milk, the bread, the water, everything, if they hear that there's going to be like 4 inches of snow down in like Tennessee. They do. They will if they hear that. They do.
That sounds awful.
Because they're not. Because down there, in places like, unless they're in the mountainous parts of Tennessee, like the very, very, very rural, mountainous parts of far northern, far northeast Tennessee. Of course, nowhere down there is as hardy as we are up here when it comes to winter, but they're hardy souls compared to a place like Memphis, Chattanooga, Nashville. I said Memphis and Chattanooga first because they're the two most southern large areas, large cities of the state of Tennessee. In Georgia, by the way, there is a winter storm watch for an inch of snow. If they get an inch of snow, if they're supposed to get an inch of snow, 1 to 2 inches of snow, a winter storm watch warning goes into effect. There's not one right now, but that's crazy, isn't it? Over 1 to 2 inches. What do you bet happens in Florida if there's if they're supposed to get like half an inch of snow? Oh, I bet you there's you get the emergency alert on your phone. Everything gets shut down. Don't you think if that would happen there?
Yeah.
They would shut down the mall over half an inch of snow in Orlando, wouldn't they?
I was saying Florida, when they didn't have snow the one time, they like closed school and everything, and it was like frost here. It like what the snow looked like in Florida looked like frost here. Like you go outside and like there's like that thin layer of ice on everything.
Did they just shut down school or did they even shut down the mall?
They closed the school. I don't know about the mall.
They probably also closed you know, a lot of the senior stuff that they closed when they closed the schools.
A lot
of what I would call you usual suspects. You know, like what's always on that laundry list and whenever there's a normal snow day, you know?
Yeah.
And even there, it might have had stuff that wouldn't necessarily always be on it, for all we know. If there was a half an inch, it would look more like a blizzard list, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would be where it would then turn into malls and all the other non-essential stuff that would end up being shut. That would end up being, you know, shut down. But up here in Michigan, you know, it's Michigan. Or if you're in Minnesota or Iowa or Wisconsin, you know, or in a mountain area, We're in the north. I mean, so we know what to do. So as for New Year's Eve, obviously it'll be different this year. I know one of the things I usually do on New Year's Eve is I usually will watch the ball drop, the NYC one. From either my house or my mom's. It depends on the year. This year I'll be at my mom's, but, you know, sometimes it's, who knows? Another thing I often do on New Year's Eve that they're not doing it this year, but at the community center, they have a little balloon drop type thing. It's not just for families, it's for community center members, which, of course, I'm a member of. But, like, I mean, not even. But, so, like, you know, they, and usually at like 7 o'clock or so, they'll have a balloon drop, and they'll have a little pizza party. They have a little room where they have, like, pizza and stuff. They open the pool, and then they have, like, you know, some different other things they'll do, like the inflatables or what have you, like for the kids. I just soon go in the Oasis, which is the family pool, and get pizza. A couple of the years I went, there was like 40 people. Another year there was 100, which was better. Decent. I bet you know what I would have wanted. 200. You figured I was going to say that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like 200 just for the pool itself. But then at that point, I don't know how many would be able to fit in that big gym. 300 maybe, I don't know. And I remember back when they used to do it differently. I don't know why I never went when I was younger to it back in like the 2000s and 90s and what have you. But I don't think members got a discount at all, or even free. I mean, they've been looking at, but I heard at one point one of the guards told me what they had done is they put Coca-Cola cans in the bottom of the pool, full cans of Coke, and people had to find them. That's actually kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, my thing would be, hello, can I please drink this pop in the pool? Yes, please. I wish. I'd be like, can I at least have it in the hot tub?
Yeah.
I thought they could at Soaring Eagle Water Park.
Yeah, you can actually have a drink at the water park.
I mean in the hot tub. If it was open at the community center, if they were doing that this year, and that stuff was open, I'd be like, can I bring my pop and my pizza?
I don't think they allow food.
You can't even take your pizza into the Soaring Eagle one?
I don't think so.
Because what if you're not hungry? Because what if you're not hungry right at the get-go, you know what I mean? And they don't want to have to go all the way down and then all the way back, you know, to like the other, you know, to when I was younger, they used to have a concession in there. It was in like a little back area, like down by where the slide is kind of, like where that double door is, that used to not be there. And it went back to this little tiny concession area. And it was generally open just during the summer. And I bet you it was more so back in like the 92 to 98 when it was a bit more of a popping place. In fact, listeners, they used to do underwater they used to play the underwater speakers. How would those things wear out after like 14 years if they didn't even use them for 5 of those 14 years? Do you really think they would degrade that much underwater?
Constant movement. You, like when people are in it, even the filters are moving the water and stuff.
So when they built that thing, opened that thing in 92, even if they perfected it now, they certainly hadn't perfected it then.
Right.
If they still make those designs, you're sure they've figured out a better way by now, right?
Yeah.
Because if they ever redid it, I would tell the managers it needs to include the underwater speakers.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
because I'd be like, because I would say, I remember when I was getting to that age where I thought stuff like that was super cool, like, you know, 11 and 12. And then basically when I just about hit 12, they quit doing it. And then they didn't do it again for 5 years. And then even then, it was only on Friday nights, and it was for like 8 months, and then they stopped doing it. And someone had taken the stereo that had the hookup. One of their guards had, apparently. But also the speakers weren't working, apparently. Which makes me wonder. You would think there'd be parts for them, wouldn't you think? They used to also have inflatable toys in there. They like there's this little thing at the bottom of the water. They used to have Clifford the Big Red Dog in there back in the 90s, and then they had a Coca-Cola bear, and then after that they had something called Gary the Gator, and they'd put it in on the weekends, and it,
cool.
Those things were something else. Of course, mind you, this was in a day before you did not have Soaring Eagle Water Park yet. You did not have Zunder Splash Village. You did not have Great Wolf Lodge. As for Boyne Mountain, I don't know when that thing opened up. Maybe like. So it was.
I used to have a friend who lived in Boyne, and they used to go to Boyne Mountain.
When did they build that thing? Like 96?
I just know that they used to live there and go to the mountain.
What I'm talking about is that water park that's there.
Yeah, I don't know.
At the resort. But I don't know why they call it Boyne Mountain. It's not a real mountain. What I think of as a real mountain is like more like bigger mountains and even ones like Lookout Mountain in.
It's like Snow Snake, kind of, but even bigger than Snow Snake, so they can consider it a mountain. And that's why it's like Boyne Mountain, because it's not a mountain, but it's Boyne's Mountain.
Right, because it's not exactly in a mountain range.
Right.
Like.
I think it's actually man-made, even. Like, they like it was there, and then they, like, dug it out and put more dirt there.
And obviously, you haven't seen too many mountains, because remember, your moderate Megan hasn't been everywhere.
I've been to Pennsylvania with lots of mountains. Thank goodness. That is one thing I have been to is a mountain.
But like I was saying, they at the center there they had the over time though when they built those the water parks and other things that made it so not as many people would go as what what used to be there. But anyhow, I also wanted to tell you that we will not be having a show tomorrow night because I have church tomorrow night, and we will be doing the things I talked about last night, you know, tearing up the list of things that we don't want going with us into the new year. Why are you tearing up a piece of paper? We're tearing up the list of things that we're going to write down because we don't want those things that have hindered us to go with us into the new year. That's why we're tearing those things up. And, I tell you, I said this last night, I would love to, you know what I would love to write on there? My mosque, which I have nicknamed Maxie.
You can burn it with your piece of paper.
I can always write Maxie on there, and then he'll know what I mean. Yeah, he'll know what I mean.
Yeah.
And even if I still have to wear it for a few months or whatever, he'll know what I meant, of course. You can already tell Max he's going on there, can't you?
Yes.
Yep, he's going. Yep, that's one of the things that's going on there, Maxie. Because, well, he's been good to me, and and even kept the face warm when I felt like I needed it. And well, outside, you know, it's been good, but I am more than ready to be done with the mask, whether it be maxi or the regular, you know, those fake cloth face diapers that actually feel like a diaper almost. That's why I called it a face diaper. Yep, I'm ready. Yep, I'm ready to be done with those. And as for everything else, you know, it'll be between you and God what you're gonna write on your list. And we're gonna ask for Coca-Cola. No, this time it'll be root beer versus Dr. Pepper. There's these little candy things. Forget what they're called. One of them is root beer flavored, which my brother got for Christmas. The other is Dr. Pepper flavored, which I got for Christmas. My mom admitted to me that she bought me those so I could go after the preacher man. I tried both. I have to say, the Dr. Pepper ones didn't even taste like Dr. Pepper at all. The root beer ones at least tasted like root beer, but not the Dr. Pepper ones. So, sorry, preacher man. Sorry. It's just how it works. Regular Dr. Pepper has more flavor. But those other ones, I'll eat them, but they don't exactly remind me of Dr. Pepper. They actually don't do Dr. Pepper too much of a good service, although not necessarily bad. Even Pib Extra. Nah, that's not Coke. I mean, Coca-Cola makes it, but in the fight of Coke versus Dr. Pepper, I'm supposed to be, you know, pro-Coke, not a non-biased middleman. I will say, Pib Extra has a little bit of a different kind of punch than what Dr. Pepper does. You say, is it bigger? I mean, is it a bigger or better punch? I don't know. It's just a different punch. Just a different, somewhat different flavor. I remember when I was little 8-9-year-old kid, we'd go to Long John Silver's every once in a while to go get some food. And I'd get the Happy Meal, I mean the kids' meal that came with, you know, a piece of chicken, piece of fish, hush puppy, fries, and a soda pop. And I used to get a Sprite, and then I started getting the Mr. Pip. I used to think it was Mr. Pip, like Pippi Longstocking. Do you remember the story of Pippi from when you were in elementary school or no?
Well, my cousin actually used to have the movie Pippi Longstocking, so I know the movie.
I remember more so the book from second grade.
I never read the book.
But there's different, you know. And I used to think it was Mr. Pip. Not Mr. Pib, but Mr. Pip. like P-I-P, like Pippi. But anyhow, of course, since then, Long John Silver's made that determination, made the decision to switch over to Pepsi. I think part of that has to do with the fact that they got acquired by Yum Brands, which does make some good stuff. KFC's really good. Long John's, Pizza Hut's pretty good, although I'm more of a Little Caesars guy. So, and also, of course, you know, Taco Bell. I was proud of Taco Bell that they decided to bring the nacho fries back for a limited time. Now I want them to bring back the beefy Frito burrito that they had for several years and other things. You want to know why they got rid of those things? They used the pandemic as an excuse to get rid of things, which I cannot justify. What do you think the real reason is that they got rid of my beefy Frito burrito and those other things?
Sometimes they get rid of them to make people miss them so that they can bring them back. And it causes more business.
Because Jenny, the one I call Donut, she used to go to Taco Bell a lot. She boycotted them when they got rid of a bunch of those things. And the other thing I want to know is why Taco Bell left all the malls that they were in up here in the north. They left Traverse City, Midland, Saginaw, and Flint. But they still have them alive and well in the Detroit area in, like, three different malls, possibly four. And in Toledo, which at this moment in the whole region might be my favorite mall, maybe because the food court's open. And remember I said that's the one that also has a KFC in it.
Yeah.
And a Chick-fil-A. Like I said, one of my current favorite mall in the whole region of, like, you know, Michigan and Northwest Ohio. Usually it would be a tie between that, Great Lakes, Somerset, possibly 12 Oaks. I wish 12 Oaks put the Chick-fil-A inside of the mall and not outside in the parking lot. Because I feel like when you involve a drive-thru, all that does is make the long line longer than if it's just inside of a building like that. You know?
Some people
But in turn, all that does is make the line longer. That's an average day. You know? I feel like if dining is closed, they need to issue passes for people who want them so that they have an express line. That's more like the equivalent to how the regular McDonald's is, if you know what I mean. By regular, I mean, like, you know, like, it can hold up to, like, 12, 15 cars in it, you know what I mean? That's why I said, like, regular. That'd be like a regular rush hour McDonald's line, you know what I mean? But it's not like 60 or 70 cars, you know? Like that, like, we're not saying you don't have to wait. No. We still have a line, but it's a different one. You know what I mean? And now, inside of Somerset, when I was in there on Black Friday, they actually had someone taking our orders, taking people's orders when they got in line, which was actually turned out to be genius. Because that way you didn't have the whole two separate lines.
Yeah.
Which,
if you can get anybody to do that.
but they did so good at it, though.
Oh,
so this was it, mind you, this one I was talking about was inside of a mall.
Oh, I see.
It was inside of Somerset Collection.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, see. But, I mean, like, I'm talking out in the parking lot, too, though, like they should have a, I don't know why right now, though, all the freestanding Chick-fil-A's that they're building in the Detroit area, except for one, all have to be on the west side. I want one in Auburn. I want one in Midland. I also want one in Auburn Hills, like, near the Great Lakes Crossing outlets. Oakland University will not suffice, because the times that I was down there, was going to be down there, and was hoping to go to Chick-fil-A, it always showed that that one was closed, which is not reliable, which to me means, if that's the case, I think that location should be revoked and replaced with possibly another Auburn Hills location, don't you think? Like that I would... Obviously, in the food court at Great Lakes, they can't do that because that's taken, you know? And obviously, you've never seen a Chick-fil-A. I mean, a mall with a Chick-fil-A in it, so you don't know what the counter should look like, do you? If they're the size of Burger King counters, because generally what they are is just like the big chicken fryer, the fries and that, the drinks. They could probably fit it where Burger King is, I'm sure, right? And then put the line out how it is, you know. That would actually maybe not be a bad idea. I'll have to ask Nick next time and see if it's something that he would ever be interested in. Because... sometimes you just gotta see what works. They also, listeners, they tore down one of the buildings at Living Word. The old admin building, they took it down. They took it down, folks. They took that thing down. And they moved into a big building, a bigger, nicer building. All right. So now... we're going to move on to the rest of the evening. We're going to sing a couple of songs. Then we're going to, deal with opening the new year. As I said, we're going to sing. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. I am lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. In your presence, Lord. Oh, yes. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you tonight, Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight for who you are, for what you are, for what you've done in us, for what you're going to do in us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. 2020 is about done. 2021 is coming upon us. Thank you, Lord God, that you are going to help us to open up the new year properly and how to close out the old year properly. And I thank you, Lord, that you are helping us to do it right. And not just so we're right. We want to be pleasing in your sight. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you will help us in that regard. And thank you that you are showing us what you would have us do for you. Yes, you are, Lord. You're helping us. And I just thank you, Lord God, for your hand unto us. In Jesus' matchless name. And I make my confession over this program tonight that sponsors and partners come in, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most important of all, Jesus, I thank you for a huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Praise God. I'm going to talk to you about closing out the old year. No, opening up the new one. Now, last night, as we discovered in Isaiah, it says, now remember ye not the former things, nor consider the things of old. You know, 2020. In just over 48 hours. Yeah, just a little bit over, just like a couple hours over, after 50 hours. 2020, gone. I'm not trying to sound excited or mad or sad about that. I'm being neutral. Then you'll be in 2021, the new contract. And so one of the best New Year's verses I can think of is where God says to his people, he says, behold, therefore, I will do a new thing, something I haven't done before. It's God talking. He's saying, I will do a new thing. That means that he'll do something. What he told his people is that he will do something they haven't done before. That's what it means to me when he says, behold, I will do a new thing. Because after all, on Friday we do start a new year. And God, I feel, is going to do they knew things. And one of the best ways to start the year off right is to make New Year's resolutions. In this way, fresh commitments before God, between you and God. I'm not talking your little cheesy little resolutions that you made on like December 30th or December 31st, and then you broke them on like January 8th. Some of you probably broke them when you woke up January 1st, right? Certainly by the 4th, and not just partly broken, totally broken, like a piece of glass. It's like, nope, my mom's going to have to take that off the list because I broke it. Like, don't give up. But, you know, these are fresh commitments between you and God. Not everything you put on that list has to be spiritual. There could even be things that help advance your ministry or advance you as a person. They could be a variety of things. Maybe you want to, there's a certain place you want to vacation to. Maybe you are a woman maybe who is married and for whatever reason you can't seem to have kids, have children. You could write on there, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to have a baby. And different things like that. Now, in order to those things to come to pass for you, you got to have some faith. You got to have some faith. Because you got to have trust in God that'll do you. So, you got to have faith in God, have faith, trust in God that He will do what He said in His word that He would do. So you write on there, I'm going to have my first baby, and you believe God? God can help you with that and help you make provision for that. And He'll show you, because God wants us to have the desires of our heart. Some of these might be things like, you know, read our Bible a little more, pray a little more, be a little more fervent. You know, put your flesh under. That's one of the things we do at my church. No, they don't force it on us. Everybody's going to do what everybody's going to do. You do what you do. I do what I do. But for at least part of the month, even if it's for a day, you have to fast some pleasant bread. Oh, by the way, pleasant bread doesn't have to be food. No. Pleasant bread. For some of you, maybe that could be watching TV. Some of you, it could be watching Communist News Network. Why anyone would want to watch Communist News Network anymore, I don't know. Especially if you're a spirit-filled Christian, I don't know why you'd want to watch the Communist News Network. You say, oh, Miracle Man, you can just say CNN. I know it. I do sometimes. Sometimes I just feel so punchy. You know, just got to expose them. What they are. But you got to fast some pleasant bread between you and God. I can't force you. No. But what it's about is putting the flesh under and spending some more time in prayer. This is about starting off the new year properly. Every year you go into takes faith to enter it properly. You've got to have faith. Can't be in doubt. Can't be all nervous. I'm sure. Some people are like, oh, 2020 was a disaster. Oh, who knows about 2021? Help me, God. Oh. Well, if God is for us, who can be against us? Don't be in fear. Be in faith. If you are fearful, you are faithless. If you are fearless, if you are faithful, you are fearless. Faith and fear can't be together. Now worry, you may have worry, maybe some nervousness, but not like all out fear, full of fear. Because fear will drive you. It will take you to places you didn't want to go. You know why all the TP aisles are empty? Oh, I think the dogs can hear me preaching, and they're amening. I wish. Oh, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. I wish. Yeah. It's like, oh, Miracle Man, woo! I doubt it. I wish. Nonetheless, they must really be living in fear if they hurt me. Or they don't know the difference between fear and faith or something like that. Oh, where was I? It'll take you, it'll drive you to places you don't want to go. You want to know why all these people bought up all of the toilet paper in every store, basically back in, you know, March 13th, March 12th, basically, and before National Covetous Day 2020, Covetousness Day. Usually that should be Christmas, but this year I had to change it because they emptied a bunch of the food stuff, and they also emptied the toilet paper and the cleaning products, mind you. You've never seen shelves like that on the 24th or 25th, on the 24th of December, have you? I'm sure some people were just trying to plan ahead and unsure. A lot of those people, you know it was fear. They're just so afraid. Oh, get away from... Oh, you're coughing. Oh, get away from me. I have Rona. get away. I remember people would hear someone else coughing. They literally look the other way and, like, look in fear. Do you remember seeing that? Like, you just go. And they'll be like, well, other people. I said it a couple of times just to be funny. I said, well, where's your mask? Just being funny, you know, because. But, you know, listeners, you know, faith and fear can't be together. And this year, you know, it's going to take a lot of faith. In the last days, I feel like every year takes a lot of faith. This year we're in right now especially, because don't get me wrong. Every year has had problems. Was it quite like 2020? No. But every year has had its issues. You know, truth of it is, you don't want to launch into this year all weak. You're like, I don't know. You want to charge in ready, prepared for what God has for you. Because I think for the people of God, it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a divine year. I think. And this show, I see us. Absolutely see us advancing this year. Real soon here, I'm about to launch a way that you can sow seed into this program. Very, 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 very soon. We just have to get it set up. You'll be able to sow seed into the program. We'll be able to use it to advance, to try to advertise, try to, you know, see how we can continue to increase the amount of listeners who tune into this program. Because the way I see it, the more listeners we get, the more damage we do to the devil's kingdom. Amen. And I know one thing, for me, the longer God tarries, the more damage I'm going to do to the devil's kingdom. It's as simple as that. And the more I'm going to pierce the darkness with the light of Christ. And I continue to ask God to make me bolder and bolder and bolder. Because, you know, in a day like this, you know, you need to have voices that are bold. You need to. I mean, it's important to have voices that are bold. I'd rather be bold than be Mr. Wimpy Wimp. Because God didn't make me a wimp. So why should I be one? And another thing I just thought of. When you enter a new year, it's a new beginning. Always. It's like that new beginning. Or that next chapter of a book. In a sense, when you open a new year, it's almost like you open a new book. But I like to say you're opening a new chapter of that book of your life. the, I think of the years as like the chapters, in a sense. And I think of in John where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Just let that sit on you for a minute. That's what I was doing. That's why I paused for a little second there. Like I said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Amen. And so, you know, and don't, about this whole thing about these fresh commitments, don't make the fresh commitments without praying to God about them first. Pray to God about them first. Make sure that's what He's wanting. If you know you need to read your Bible more and pray more, and you know you're not doing it enough, then by all means, write that down. But you got to be able to do it. Put away the distraction. Oh, by the way, listeners, I got a revelation for you. The notifications on your phone. Ding! Bing! Oh, what's that? The vibrator. Oh, you see. Oh, doo-doo. Do those sound annoying to you, listeners? And guess what, listeners? Megan, you'll think this is funny. Notifications are not anointed. The notifications are not anointed. They're not. The sports score. Oh, all that other stuff. You know, notifications are not anointed. The closest they even come to that is the call to prayer. Like at noon when when the alarm goes off. I'm like, reach the corner. I purposely have the boldest alarm I could find already on my phone. So it would grab my attention. Oh, yes. Because I tried a lot of those other ones that were on there, like all the free ones. And I'm like, that one's not bold enough. That one's not bold enough. That one's not bold enough. Not bold enough. That one's too cute. That one's too cute. Thought maybe the rock one would work, but not as bold or loud as the alarm. Mine's about as bold as it can be without being a fire alarm, huh? Anything bolder would be the fire alarm, probably, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Because all those other ones are those little cutie ringy rings. They're all these cutie ones. Or if they made one of the band ones or whatever, but that'd be more like to dance. That wouldn't necessarily be one to get your attention. You know what I mean? Especially if it was ultra big and had all the cool stuff on it, you know what I mean? Yep. But you know what I mean. But anyhow, you know, you got to put distractions behind you. And let me help you with something. as far as your Bible. This is my Bible right here. A book of my Bible, I mean. When I open this book, it does not check the weather. It does not check the sports score. It does not tell me the last thing Trump or Biden did. It does not tell me the last thing my governor or your governor or anybody else's governor, other than Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible, or the other ones in the Bible, what they did last week or yesterday. No. This is the logos of the Word of God. And you may think, well, Miracle Man, what about those Bible, what about the Bible app on my phone? Yeah. You can use that. The problem is, on that phone, while you're trying to do your Bible time, whether you read it or listen to it, you can have bing, bong, tweet, 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 posty, post, 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 posty, post, post. Oh, text. Oh, a game notification. Oh, what's this here? Oh, weather alert. You could either get no distractions coming into your phone and have a, you know, have a good session, read a few really good chapters, you know, and pray, you know, that good stuff, and not be distracted. Or you could have a crazy amount of distractions going off every minute that you're reading your Bible on your phone. Yes, you can use the Bible on your phone if you want. If you're, say you're driving to work, and maybe you try to read your Bible in the morning, and for whatever reason you didn't read your Bible that morning. Maybe you get in the car, turn on your Bible that's on your phone and listen to it and glean the Word of God from it. You pray a bit on your way to work. But you could have all those distractions. But ultimately, you want to read from the paper. See the Word with your own eyes, where there can be no distractions from your non-anointed phone. And oh, not to mention, Siri's not saved. Siri is not saved. Oh, Alexa from your Amazon device you got for Christmas? She's not saved either. She doesn't even have that voice that I think is so cool. Even though I would think that anyone with that name Alexa would have a nice pretty voice, wouldn't you think? I would, you would, I didn't say bad, I just meant, I would think it would be like my ultimate. Yeah. Well, the Alexa from the Amazon devices, it is nothing close. At all. Yeah, she's a robot. She's a robot. They make younger robots, I'm sure. Okay, not younger, the prettier sounding one. Yeah. Where is the prettier sounding Alexa? I also want a Southern Alexa, a Southern Siri, a Southern Siri that has the accent, of course, the accent and that pretty voice, you know. But anyhow, What was that? Oh, yeah, that phone. Alexa is not saved. Siri is not saved. The operator of your Hemdroid Android is not saved. What I mean is, like, the virtual assistant on it.
Yeah.
You say, listen, and I can just hear some of you Android users going, why'd you call my phone a Hemdroid? Because I have an app. Well, because I am an Apple user. I use an iPhone. But I mean, where's the U phone, the Me phone, the Wii phone? Where is it? But the truth of the matter is, you know, all those are just devices. They're like, but you gotta, sometimes you just gotta get rid of the distractions. Turn that thing off. Or hide it somewhere, maybe, like under your bed or something. Pray. Read your Bible. You know, yeah. Read your Bible, pray. Seek God. For a while. Just give God your unadulterated attention, undivided attention. Because the more distracted you are, the less apt you are to hear from God. And sometimes you have to do some things in order to hear from God. And by hear from God, I don't mean what you want him to tell you. I mean to hear from him what he wants you to hear. I'm telling you. And so, thank you, listeners, for that great surge of enthusiasm. It's so funny sometimes when pastor will say certain things and then the church is so quiet. And he'll tease sometimes and he'll say, thank you so much for that great surge of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty hilarious. They'll be like, I can tell by your holy silence, your holy stares. You know, and it's kind of funny. And obviously, you know, on my show, it's not like I can tell if you're staring or whatever. You know,
right.
if there was a chat in here and there was those staring faces, you know, and they're writing them, I'd be like, ah, you're staring, you know, different things they have, but you know. Got to spend some time with God as you go into the new year. My parents different people do different things. And in my family, one of the things we do near the start of the year, after the year has started, of course, is we'll go to a restaurant. Me, my mom, and dad will, and we will talk about the previous year. Like, what were the good things we had come out of this year, this last year? And we'll talk about them. And just to kind of say, like, thank God, God brought us through. And thank God, God brought us through 2020 in the middle of a plandemic, mandemic. You heard right, plandemic and mandemic. It was not only done by man, it was also planned. One time in my church, I said plandemic. And the person says, don't you mean pandemic? And I'm like, well, I do, but I'm telling it like it is. It is a plandemic. I think that this next year will be a year of trials and victories. And on Sunday night, Dr. Barclay is going to share his I Predict with us, where he's going to talk about what he sees for 2021. I will mention some of those things when I come back on Monday, so that you, my listeners, can hear and understand those things. As far as what we think will happen. And so you just want to make sure you have your faith built up. And that, you know, your expectation high in the Lord and what the Lord wants to do. Because the Lord wants to help us. He really does. And so you know, just, you know, it's always good to be optimistic and hope that it's going to be a better year. I think a lot of us always want the next year to be better, even if it was a good year. Which, like I said, for me, I don't think it was as bad as it could have been. It really wasn't. Because God said, for those who trust God, it's going to be a year, it's going to be a good year. But he said, for those who don't, it would be a tough year, very tough year. And sure enough, you know, January, February, and early March almost felt like heaven in a way. But then it had to come crashing down. I did not know that they would use a virus. I did not know that the Chinese party would think of these lockdowns. And let me tell you something. If you're for the lockdowns, you're for the Chinese Communist Party. You can thank them for, if you're locked down, you're in a state that's locked down right now, you can thank them for it. Oh, you're kidding. Oh, conspiracy. No. And Noah. The truth. And, you know, we have to continue to curse this virus. Are you saying the virus was the only bad thing that happened this year? Are you saying the virus is what led to the issues with the election and all the other stuff? No. There's been corruption in our country for a very long time. So listeners, make sure that you do the things that you write out a list of things you're leaving behind. And shred that stuff. And then make sure that you write out a list of the things you want to God to do next year. Things you want to happen for you. And Heavenly Father, coming for you tonight, thank you for this time in your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that this year is ending. 2020 is ending. 2021 begins on Friday. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you did for us this year and for the even greater things that you're going to do for us next year and the things that you will have us do next year. And I pray, Lord God, that you would keep us safe and sound as we go through this New Year's weekend. Thank you that no plague will come nigh us or our immediate dwelling. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, no COVID, no terrorist. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us, our immediate loved ones. And we're going to live in great peace and great joy and prosperity and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. And until 2021, God first, God always. So long, everybody.